You're listening to the Mix Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Are you ready to play? Boys Against the Goals with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Yeah. All right, so let's play. It's a fresh scoreboard. The girls won January.
You
and
did.
Got to gloat. So now we start a fresh month. And representing for the girls today is Becky. Hello, Becky.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you do?
I am an HR director and risk manager.
Whoa.
Oh, I got a few complaints to file with you.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
That's a great line. What kind of risk have you assessed lately?
Auto claims, customer claims, workers' comp claims.
Tripping hazards.
Mm. Yes.
Kitchen floor was wet again. Somebody fell.
We had
somebody fall on our kitchen employee a couple of years ago, whatever. The floor was wet. Somebody had like dropped an ice cube and it melted mm-hmm. and feet go out down. Like in a cartoon.
Boom.
And,
people
mm.
fall hard, that's for sure.
People fall.
Yeah. Go boom.
All right, good for you. Well, good luck today.
Thank you.
Hi, you're welcome. You're going up against Dave. Hello, Dave.
Good morning.
What's your line of work?
I'm a medical recruiter for the Army.
Yes. Ooh. We're in the Army now.
That's awesome.
So, what do you offer for when you're recruiting medical people for the Army? Like, see the world? What else?
Well, there's all kinds of incentives available. I didn't know I was going to get a recruiting plug in here, so I'll go for it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Come on, man. It's the Armed Forces.
Really, service to country is the biggest thing. Autonomy. You know, doctors in the Army don't have malpractice, and they don't have insurance companies telling them that they can't perform certain procedures. So that's the biggest thing is autonomy. And then there's obviously financial incentives up to $400,000.
That's awesome.
Really?
Sign me up.
Let's talk more about the money, because that sounds nuts.
You have to have experience.
I like the autonomy. You can go in there to take out, you know, an appendix, and you can take out anything you want.
Anything. Right. As long as I'm in here.
It really is like Operation, the game.
If you got extra parts, you just don't tell anybody.
Yeah, that's like, right. I don't like the look of that spleen.
Right.
How'd it go?
Just like men putting together a shelf or something. There's always an extra part.
We got bolts. We got extra bolts.
The instructions are only there for packing material.
I like this guy.
All right.
I like you too. It's a shame I'm going to have to take you down.
Mm. Well, we'll see. I got my big girl pants on.
All right. So Emily's going to ask Dave some girl questions. Jeremy will ask Becky some boy questions. Best out of three wins. If we're tied after three questions, we go to sudden death overtime. Luck of the draw, the girls are going first today. So, Becky, step up. Here we go.
All right, sweet little Becky. What rock star sings these songs? American Badass, Only God Knows Why, and Ba with the Ba.
Oh, gosh.
Do you know?
Ted Nugent. I don't know.
No. Close.
That, ma'am, is Kid Rock.
My name is Kid.
All right. I just read a headline this morning that Kid Rock came out and threw his support behind Donald Trump.
Yeah, he did. He said, I'm not a businessman running this business of America.
Right. Mm. I don't know if that helps or hurts, Don. All right, Colonel Sergeant, you. Name the two rival figure skaters involved in a 1994 attack.
Nancy Kerrigan. And
yes.
No.
If I gave you the first name, you'll be able to get the last. Tanya
Harding.
Yeah. There it is. Dang. It's all right.
She was flinging like hubcaps at her boyfriend about a year after that. Remember that?
She's classy. Peach.
She was like had a beer in one hand and was flinging hubcaps in the other.
Bad perm.
All right, still 0-0. Back to Becky.
Hey, Becky, what flat metal tool do you use to spread, shape, or smooth out plaster?
Oh, my gosh. A putty knife.
No, ma'am.
Well, it would be a trowel, wouldn't it?
Trowel.
All right.
Back to Dave.
Dave, this is the finish the lyrics portion of the game. I'm going to play a little Whitney for you, and then the music will stop. I need you to say the next line. Here you are, my friend.
How will I know if he really loves me?
I'm asking you.
For every beat.
No.
Is it because I need to know? Is that
nope.
right? Because you know about these things.
God, why can't we play Whitney Houston? I love her so much.
Because there is a God in heaven.
Yeah, that makes one that likes
All right,
her.
It's still 0-0. Back to Becky.
Well, what the heck, Becky? Let's get you a point. Who's the quarterback? Who is the quarterback of the Carolina Panthers?
Oh, for Pete's sake, I have no idea.
They're in the Super Bowl.
They're in the Super Bowl.
I really don't.
I kind of threw you a bone there.
Let me
Becky.
Do the same game with you. If I give you the first name, could you finish it? It's Cam.
And then the cookie.
Fig.
Okay, never mind.
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
It's cool.
Dang it.
Do you have any interest in the Super Bowl? Do you have any interest?
I do, yeah. I'm a new with my new husband, Bronco fan, and yep. Just
Broncos are in it this year.
I know.
Okay.
Mm. All right.
What's the name of our quarterback?
Oh, Peyton Manning.
Okay.
Well, she wasn't going to get it.
That was
for
just
a
for
second.
Funsy. That was just
All right,
for funsy.
I was going to use the three initials, and I didn't know if it was okay.
Oh,
yeah,
PFM.
We say PFM all the time.
Okay.
All right,
good.
So we go back to Dave. Here's what it comes down to. Dave, if you get this, you win the game. Mercifully, you win the game. If you don't, we go to sudden death overtime.
OMG. David,
on,
are you ready?
I'm ready.
Who was Barbie's sister? The doll. Barbie doll. Who was Barbie's sister?
Do you know?
I should know.
Well, you shouldn't. No. But...
what the hell is going on here?
It's all right. Is it Skipper?
Skipper?
It's totally Skipper.
All right. I want you to know that this thrilling game is ended 0-0, which means we go to sudden death overtime. First one to get one right, hopefully before noon today, will win, and Becky is going first.
Oh, gosh.
Becky, what car company makes the Boxster?
Boxster.
Boxster.
It's real fancy.
Do you know?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Mercedes.
No.
That would
Porsche.
Be the Porsche.
Porsche.
The Porsche Boxster.
All right, Doc.
Oh, wow.
It's all right.
Who is the girl judge on American Idol right now? Are you freaking kidding me?
I have no idea.
J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez.
Well, we go to our
back to Becky.
Fifth question. Combined, you guys have missed 8 questions.
I think we just
put my feet up.
We put them both out of their misery, and they both get a prize.
I'm putting my feet up for this one.
I'll take the half a point for the first question.
Oh, will you now, sir?
You know, if you think about it, he did get half a point.
But that was not the full answer.
All right. Back to Dave. Oh, wait a minute.
Becky. Haven't pulled this one out in a while, Becky.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Becky, how many ounces of blinker fluid does the typical American-made SUV hold?
None. I listen all the time.
Oh! Yes! In your face, Jimmy!
It's the first time.
It was bound to happen eventually. He has asked that question
like
11 times,
yeah.
And you are the first woman to get it right.
You couldn't have gotten any of the other questions, but you got that.
Yeah, good job.
The game is over. Dave, it was a decent effort, I guess.
We tried.
Man. You're serving America.
Listen, drop down and give us 20 right now.
Hey,
Dave,
you know, I have a little crush on people in the military, so you stay on the line, and I'm going to hook you up with a little something.
A consolation prize,
Very
all right?
Good.
Consolation prize for you, Dave. Hold on. And Becky, you've put the girls up 1-0 for the month of February.
Yay! You just made my snowy day.
Well, we love to hear that. If you'll hold on, you'll get to hear about your main prize, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Stand by. Well, you know what? They were fun, nice people.
Yes, they were.
A little painful, but, you know, fun and nice.
I'm just bummed my streak has ended.
I know.
Nobody has gotten that one right.
We're going to have to put the blinker fluid on the shelf.
Tuck it away for
probably 6 months.
Yep.
You had your feet up on the counter. He was like,
conky.
I got this. Guys are going to win it this month.
You got this.
Well.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.